Venezuela has condemned US President Donald Trump's warning about its airspace, calling it a colonial threat, after President Trump posted online that the skies around the country should be treated as closed. Tensions have escalated as the US steps up its military presence nearby, while also carrying out repeated strikes on boats it claims are tied to the drug trade. These attacks have now killed more than 80 people. Donald Trump's comments have also angered some members of Congress who say he's edging towards military action without their approval. Meanwhile, Venezuela accuses Washington of using drug allegations as a cover to try to force Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro from power. John Bogfilio is a Latin American correspondent for The Times and joins me now. John, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Hey, good morning.
John, how should we interpret these comments from Donald Trump suggesting the airspace around Venezuela should be regarded as closed?
I mean, it's interesting because he has no authority to be able to declare that airspace closed. But I think the best way to interpret it is as a continuation of his attempt, his administration's attempt to choke the Venezuelan administration and specifically Nicolas Maduro from power. I think there's two ways of looking at what's been taking place in the last couple of months. On the one hand, every day brings a new threat or escalation of what is about to happen. But on the other hand, if you step back from the noise, very little has actually taken place. I think the truth is that however much Trump threatens military action, external regime change and installing an administration favourable to the US would require boots on the ground. And Trump's MAGA base is virulently opposed to forever wars. Now, drones and missiles in Venezuela is something else altogether. But the fact is, he's painted himself into a corner. It's naked gunboat diplomacy that we're seeing off the coast of Venezuela, the use of military threats to achieve a desired political and economic outcome. But the big question is, if your opponent, Maduro in this case, doesn't heed the threat, what then?
John, is it a sign that the US is preparing to take military action, or is it empty talk in your view?
I think it's been empty talk. I mean, if you look at the scale of what's built up off the coast of Venezuela in the Southern Caribbean, it so far exceeds what, I mean, not in terms of troop numbers, but so far exceeds what you would need in terms of actually undertaking sort of key strikes into the country. The problem is that by this stage, Trump would have hoped that Maduro would have stepped to one side and have opened up Venezuela, the Venezuelan markets, to the US economy. But that hasn't happened. So the fact is that we now have a situation in which something has to give. And given the fact that Donald Trump doesn't normally take a backward step, it is likely to involve some kind of military action somewhere down the line.
Members of Congress are from both parties. Some say that Donald Trump is acting without their approval. How significant is that response in Washington, D.C.?
The schism in his base and in his party in particular is causing him problems and undoubtedly sort of undercutting any potential action that he might undertake. Of course, on the face of it, the bombast and the rhetoric that he and his immediate sort of staff come out with on a regular basis seems to not really take heed to that. But the fact is that he has been held slightly under the waterline in this regard. I think that is fair to say.
On Radio National Breakfast, you're hearing from John Bonfiglio, Latin America correspondent for The Times. Are we seeing any meaningful international pushback here, John? We've already had multiple US strikes on boats and other vessels in the Caribbean. Anyone pushing back?
We're not seeing any meaningful pushback. We are seeing discourse which sort of claims that also states that what is taking place is illegal, extrajudicial, but people, leaders are fairly reticent to come out and put their head on the block, so to say. There has been a fair bit of pushback from Latin American countries, the likes of Gustavo Petro in Colombia, Lula da Silva in Brazil. But given the scale of the sort of the unprecedented scale of what it is that we're seeing, it's the reaction, the international reaction has certainly not been commensurate.
Why does Donald Trump want President Maduro removed from power, John?
I think this is a really interesting question because I don't think that he actually really cares too much about whether Maduro is in power or not. It's actually people around him who are more interested in regime change. Some of the whispers in his ear. Personally, I think there are two key things that drive Trump in this particular regard. The first is hemispheric dominance and a complete removal of Chinese influence from the region. And the second is for Venezuela to be opened up for exclusive access and exploitation by US companies. The most obvious resource that they have, the largest known oil reserves on the planet, but a huge number of other resources, including rare earth minerals and the like. It's also important to say, I think, that these are not Venezuela-specific priorities. These are hemispheric priorities. You can look more broadly at what's been happening over the last few months. And actually, Trump's rhetoric vis-a-vis Greenland and suggesting that they would take it over forcibly if they had to is not that distinct. Today, there are elections, presidential elections in Honduras. Trump has intervened there as well and declared who his chosen candidate is, and suggested that if Honduras picked the right one, then he will invest in the country, and if not, then he will punish the country. We've seen it regularly across the region. His perspective is that Venezuela was going to be the easiest domino to fall, but it hasn't proved that way.
And interesting relations between the White House and the MAGA movement at the moment off the back of the Epstein files as well. John, it's been really interesting to hear from you. John, thank you.
No problem. Take care.